Microsoft continues to fight off ransomware attacks. A camera feature not found in Samsung or Apple smartphones. Online notary services grow 600% amid COVID. And how AI can make your voice say anything. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, episode 37. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KBUI 1030 The Voice. We post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, that's ComputerDoctorShow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We have a great show for you today. Joining us today in studio is David, again, from the Unscrewed Theater.
Thank you so much for having me, Aaron.
And along with being a co-host on the Computer Doctor Show, I've given David exclusive power to say anything at any time during this show. We really don't know what he's going to say. We will see.
Keeps it exciting, right?
It keeps me on my toes. You know, you remember that the Pink Panther was Ghetto and
Inspector
Clouseau. He would keep him on his toes. So you like the Ghetto.
There we go.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I won't attack you in any Japanese restaurants. Don't worry there.
And so the question that we had today was, have you ever heard of Stephen Hawking's voice, that 80s robot?
Absolutely, you can't
move your mic over just a little bit. Yeah,
all right. Yeah, you can't mistake that voice at all. That's what we've always heard Mr. Hawking say and talk it like in interviews and yeah.
Right. So people have associated that voice, the sound of that voice, with him. So anytime that was actually a generic voice at the time. I remember when I had a really, really old Macintosh, my parents bought it. There was a program on there where you can type out something and a voice would actually say it, you know? And I would say derogatory things about my sister and it would voice it. That was kind of like a little joke. But
of course.
But the idea is that technology has advanced now, and now they have this ability to do voice to make, if you put in these sentences, there's now this voice that can be like you. So we're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later on in the show. But first, our top tech news stories this week. In gadgets, almost no one buys phones for phone calls anymore. Rather, the various types of features such as size, speed, and let's be honest, cool and status factor. But what about an infrared camera? So an infrared camera is something that will allow you to take pictures in pitch dark. So there is this phone. It's called the Doge. I believe I'm saying that right. It's spelled D-O-O-G-E-E. Again, D-O-O-G-E-E. The S96 Pro, and it does things that your iPhone can't do. And one of the main things, actually the only thing that it's bragged that it can do is take these pictures in very, very dark light using the night vision capability. But on other areas, it performs just as well as some of the major players of smartphones. It has an octa-core processor, has a quad-core GPU, RAM is 8 gigabytes, 120 gigabytes of storage. It has a dual SIM and micro SD card tray, so it has the ability to travel internationally. You can have multiple numbers on it. But one of the disappointing things is the screen resolution only goes up to about 720.
Ah.
So, you know, we're like spoiled. You know, we have our iPhones. We got the Samsung. You know, these IPS screens, you know, we're used to like super, super, really, really defined screens,
very high resolution. Oh yeah,
extreme, too high resolution that we wouldn't even know the difference between something, you know, very high or ultra high.
Right. I still think that when you get up to 8K and 16K, there's no point because the human eye is only so good enough to see things unless you're looking at a movie theater sized screen. It doesn't matter at that point.
Exactly. I think the Olympics a few years ago was trying to do the first broadcast in 8K.
Right.
And I was like, why?
It just gets to a point where it's like you're just throwing extra pixels in there that we can't even see. What's the point? It's just cost more money.
Talking about money, this Doge S96 Pro can be bought on Amazon for just $390. And you could also, if you look hard enough, you could also find it on some Asian retail sites for less than $200. So it's not a bad type of thing to even consider.
It's an interesting feature, and I know they have like little hardware plugins you can put on modern phones to add that infrared feature. I have a friend actually who's from Unscrewed Theater as well. One of my fellow performers is an astrophysicist and takes a lot of pictures of the sky, and he uses infrared cameras for certain things too as well.
Very cool, very cool. Also in security, ransomware continues to attack Microsoft servers from multiple platforms while Microsoft continues to fight off these attacks. Microsoft released patches for Exchange on-premises systems on March 2nd. And 92%, as they were reported, 92% of vulnerable Exchange servers had been patched or had mitigations applied. So the Exchange servers are basically the cloud of Microsoft. So there are these hackers that are actually attacking the back end of, you know, the Microsoft operations in the background. And this is a constant fight. There's always a push and shove. Hackers are always trying to take it, and you know, and Microsoft is always trying to defend it. So it's an electronic war, you know, between the two. So they did issue a warning that patching the system does not necessarily remove the access of the attacker. So
interesting. So it's one of those. Once they've got a back door in there, you can shut off the ability to make a new one, but you can't remove it yet.
So it's kind of hard to shut the back door.
say the least.
It's kind of hard to do. But Microsoft made this warning. They urge network administrators to practice the principle of least privilege and mitigate lateral movement on a network. Lateral movement meaning if you have this privilege, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have that privilege. To have your privileges all nice and neat, and if someone has access to just one account, they don't necessarily have access to all of these other areas. So each area or each department section needs to be secured in its own way. Yeah. Also in legal, remote notaries have been around for about a year as an alternative in many states amid COVID-19. Companies like Pavezo, Doc Verify, Notarize, Notary Live, Live Monday, and others have allowed people to get notaries done online using webcams. So we were talking about this just a little bit before the show. How do you verify that a document was actually signed by the person that says, you know, we've been using electronic signatures, and basically that's when you type in your name or you use your mouse as best as you can to kind of etch out what your signature looks like, and then that signature is captured and then pasted onto electronic documents on the screen of your computer. So there are services now that you can actually have that done in a notary fashion, where the notary can take your document. Well, first they have to verify you. You know, they use your webcam. They look
check
at your ID.
Driver's license.
They look at your driver's license. They look at you. They verify that it's you on the app or the platform. And then, by the way, this whole video, it's being recorded. You know, the whole transaction, the you signing part is being video recorded, and their actions of actually doing it. So some people would say that it's more secure because of the video aspect, but it's not secure in the idea that anybody can take a document and just put some sort of notary looking thing on there.
Right.
But it's the advent of the entire practice,
Well, and we've all seen how easy it is to put digital effects onto your camera and Zoom, lawyers turning themselves into cats notwithstanding. How easy would it be to transform yourself into the person who was on the license?
There you go. And we have these facial recognitions, these face swapping apps.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that these apps, they have these protective features on it that would stop a person from having the ability to do like a face swap or doing anything fraudulent.
Right.
during these proceedings. But Pat Kinzel, he's the founder of and CEO of Notarize, and he himself had traveled to 40 states helping to pass 31 pieces of state legislation to help pave the way for Notarize, it's still in business today. But in order for these online notary services to even be in existence, they have to have some sort of legal basis. So there are many states that now carry this, and Arizona is one of them. So just be aware that if you do need something notarized, you don't necessarily have to go out of your house anymore. You can just download any one of these apps. The cost for having some of these notaries, $30, $75, sometimes, which is about the same price as a mobile notary, and I know that from experience.
Right.
But they make a lot of their money doing these big real estate closings. That's when you're sitting at a desk and you're filling out. I don't know if you've ever done a closing before.
Oh, I actually refinanced my house last year, so I had a mobile notary come to my house fairly recently.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much you paid him, but you know, it was,
I think it was about the $30 kind of range
per document.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was for the whole visit, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually not sure if the real estate company covered that or not.
But. Okay, well, somebody's covering.
Yeah, somebody's paying the notary.
But I know they go after the big real estate ones very, very actively.
Right.
That's it for tech news. This segment, we did have scheduled Eric Osulewski, and he was he's actually a physicist. He was diagnosed with cancer, and he took ill just before the show, so we couldn't get him into the show. But I wanted to just go over a little bit about what we were going to be talking about. It kind of goes with the voice ID. There's a website called vocalid.com, and I'll just verify that real quick. Now, what Vocal ID is it's something that allows you to, it's a program and a platform. You speak certain sentences into a specialized computer, and what it does is it reads your voice, and it starts to, using machine learning and AI, it attaches a signature to your voice, and then once it knows exactly what your voice sounds like, it can now speak in your voice, and it'll actually sound like you. And the interesting thing is this technology has been around for a while, because we're using these facial swap AI, things now. And now people can now even sound like you, which is a little bit scary. So
yeah.
You kind of have to be on the lurch for someone maybe pretending to be a family member that's
right.
Now calling to scam you. Can actually sound like them.
That gives a whole new meaning to talking to yourself, too.
Yeah, could you imagine somebody trying to really, really blow your mind, and they're calling your phone number and it's
voice.
You and it's you talking and answering your own questions. And like, man,
that would be the weirdest thing. But yeah, no, they could use that to fake your a lot of things. That's kind of scary.
So one of the things that one of the things that we can do to kind of subvert that a little bit because I was watching this television program about how people get socially hacked. Sometimes you don't even have to sound like you. Somebody knows maybe the phone number of a relative of yours, maybe a relative that has information about you or maybe a vulnerable adult.
Right.
That's in your family. They can call them up and says, "Hey, listen, I need your social security number real quick. I'm at the social security office. I need you real quick. I'm in line right now."
You know?
And then they just blurt it out. Okay, thank you very much. And they hang up the phone. And they can do that using your voice.
Right.
Okay. So there needs to be some. You know, when I was a kid, my mother, we established a family password that whenever we did anything, like. if my mom ever had to send somebody to pick me up from school, okay?
They would have the password.
I would ask them, what's the password? And if they didn't know the password, don't get in the car.
Yeah, I think that's the only way to kind of defeat this is when everything can be spoofed, you have to know something that the attackers don't know.
Something definitive, and that's the way we protect our family. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, Online Protection 101, we have our open lines, 520-790-2040, for any questions on our upcoming segment. And we'll be right back after these words. Thank you.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill. Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. Before we get into our next segment, David, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, we've got two shows coming up tonight. Our regular every Saturday 7:30 family-friendly show, and then tonight at 9 o'clock we also have an uncensored improv show if you want more adult situations and language in your improv. And we've also got new rounds of classes coming up. So check around in a few weeks for those that'll be coming up for April and May.
Okay. I want to acknowledge our caller coming here. Randall, did you have a question for us?
Yes. Where is a good trustworthy source to get Windows 7 updates for the ones that they ever got before, before Windows or Microsoft stopped?
Oh, okay. That's updates for Windows 7. So updates for Windows 7 has actually discontinued entirely. You can't get them from Microsoft,
right.
But you can pull up third-party sites, but you need to be very, very careful with which ones. You need to make sure that if you download updates from a third party, you might want to make sure that it's getting scanned for malware, because a lot of people are looking for them, and people are putting up fake sites for that purpose. Anytime something is really, really hot that a lot of people are looking for, there are a bunch of fake sites that just appear that have all kinds of...
Right.
Yeah, but you really have to think about switching to Windows 10 too. You know, move with the masses.
I know all that, but that's why I'm asking if you know any good trustworthy sites to get those.
There's sites like CNET which have people will post comments on the downloads, so that's usually a good way to tell. You know, if somebody said, "Hey, this is untrustworthy," don't grab it. But anything which has the ability for people to comment also has the ability for bots to comment. So you kind of got to take it with a grain of salt either way.
Randall,
isn't it pretty much a good source for all download type of.
I've seen that a lot, but why don't we do this? That question, if you want a more in-depth question, I'll be more than happy to do a little bit of research for you. Can you send me an email at aaron@computerdoctorshow.com?
Okay.
Be sure to do that, and I will definitely get that researched out for you. And if you have any more details as to maybe what version of Windows 7 you're using, maybe I can convince you to move to Windows 10. But, so, you know, I'm sure you have your reasons.
yes, I do.
Yeah, people...
Now, is Aaron spelled A-R-O-N?
A-A-R-O-N, two A's.
Okay.
Aaron at computerdoctorshow.com. Thanks for your call, Randall.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so in this next segment, with the time that we have left, Online Protection 101, because I am on a mission to keep the public informed and safe online and to reduce the victim count of online crimes. So we're going to consider two or three cybersecurity tips today. Ultimately, a book with all the tips will become available for purchase. The last time we did this segment, we talked about watching your credit report. That was tip number 54. Tip 55 was to pick up new checks at the bank. Tip number 56 was to start paying bills online because they're a lot more secure. So this brings us to tip number 57, and that is to never text or message sensitive information. I get this all the time in my business. I have people that want to pay me. Now, instead of calling me on the phone, which, by the way, is safer, it's always safer to – it sounds a little silly, but it's actually safer to – call someone and give them credit card numbers over the phone than it is to actually text them or even emailing them. Now, the only exception, of course, is if you already are aware if the message is end-to-end encrypted. So if you have an iPhone and the person that you're sending the message also has an iPhone, iPhone encrypts their messages through iMessage.
Right. And there's other apps like WhatsApp and Signal that you can download if you don't have an iPhone or somebody else doesn't that do the end-to-end encryption for you.
That's right. So WhatsApp is safe. iPhone to iPhone is safe. Messenger, the other apps. But what about these messagings through the social medias? I know that... Facebook Messenger is end-to-end encrypted.
Right.
Okay, but you might want to do a little bit of research. Depending on the method of your transmission, you want to make sure that it is end-to-end encrypted, or else someone can intercept that message and get the picture of your credit card, the card that you're not supposed to show anybody, and the codes that you're sending over that you don't want anybody else to have. You're now essentially broadcasting that if it is not end-to-end encrypted. So be very, very wary of texting sensitive information. The next one is number 58, and that is to have a family challenge password. And I was just talking about this just earlier. So there's all kinds of things that, all kinds of situations that would warrant someone not having some sort of way to authenticate other people to you. Like, for example, if I have to do some banking for my wife and she gives me her card and then I forget her her PIN number and I have to call her or have her text me her PIN number again, okay, I should never ask for her PIN on an unencrypted text message.
Right.
Okay? Because that PIN number, all they need now is the card information and now they have access to our money.
Exactly.
Okay, so... you got to really, really be thinking about these things. So in such a case, if I had to ask for a PIN number, okay, from someone, we should have already had established some sort of code, both voice, because even if I call her on the phone with my caller ID from my phone and a voice that sounds like me, okay, because using all this information.
As we now know, that could very much not be you. It could be Stephen Hawking's ghost.
It could be. It could be anybody.
Right.
Pretending to be me, pretending to use my phone, and then asking my wife for her PIN number.
Yeah, and even if you don't have a prearranged code, something that only that other person would know is a perfectly verifiable thing to ask.
That's right. So, you know, that's where the future is going, mm-hmm. you know, and we really, really need to be on top of these things. But we are close to the end of this show, and we're always running out of time, so we always need more sponsors. So if you have a product or service that you would like to see put onto this show, please give us a call or contact us through the computerdoctorshow.com. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. David is our co-host. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice. Stay safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.